أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد الحمد لله we are fortunate to be spending our nights in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the remembrance and worship and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this very masjid This land that we sit on will insha'Allah al-Aziz testify for us on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. And hopefully insha'Allah with its testimony we will be able to enter into the gardens of paradise insha'Allah al-Aziz. Ameen. During the nights of Ramadan, what we will hopefully do is just have a quick 15 to 20 minutes maximum reflection on random topics. But they will all be somehow connected, insha'Allah al-Aziz, back to the month of Ramadan and also back to our tazkiyah, which is our purification, especially the purification of the heart and our connection and relationship to our deen, to our Lord and to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, insha'Allah. So if I were to ask you a very simple question to define Ramadan to your family, to your friends or to your non-Muslim community members. Generally, the majority of people would say Ramadan is the month of fasting. This is how we would define it. Or we would say Ramadan is the month of Taraweeh, or the month of Quran, or the month of Taqwa, i.e. God conscientiousness and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the definitions that we will give to how we understand Ramadan, how we describe Ramadan, fasting, Taraweeh, Quran, or Taqwa. But what I want to do tonight, insha'Allah, is just to kind of turn that on its head and to just slightly change our mindset to understand Ramadan from a different perspective. And before I get into that, the question that I will ask all of you is that are we truly prepared for the month of Ramadan? Have we been preparing the way the Sahaba Ikram would do 6 months prior? Or the way the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would exert himself in the month of Sha'ban, are we truly with our body, with our mind and our soul and heart prepared for the month of Ramadan? And do we truly understand what is Ramadan? And the definition that I want you to take home today of Ramadan is not just one of fasting, it's not just a month of Quran or Taqwa, etc. But Ramadan itself is a month of competition. This is the key word. It is a competition where every single one of us competes, whether you are a male or a female, whether you are young or old, whether you are strong or weak, we are all competing in this competition, this epic competition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put together. And there is no doubt whatsoever that this is the biggest competition, not just on earth, but also in the universe. All of the universes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At minimum, there is 1.9 billion Muslims here on earth at this very moment in time. Even if you take out the children, you take out the elderly, and you take out those people who are frail and unable to fast, you'll still have at least approximately 1 billion, come as come, or at least 1.2 or 1.4 billion people who are fasting. Now, have you ever seen any competition anywhere in the world where there's 1 billion people competing in that competition? There's 50 countries at this moment in time, 50 Muslim countries throughout the world, where they are competing in this particular competition. So don't just see Ramadan as a month where we abstain from eating and drinking, and where we do Taraweeh and we do various other things, but see it from this perspective of it being a competition. Because in this world, really push you and encourage you to do the maximum that you can do to achieve the greatest reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the days and nights of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, He reminds us, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers, to the Muslims, to you and me, to every single one of us, is to sabiku, is to compete with one another. And not just compete, but race. This is the command that Allah ta'ala is saying. Compete, get ready, set, and go. Run, race towards what? إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is this not what we are all doing in the month of Ramadan? That we are getting up and we are racing towards the Hajj, racing towards Fajr, racing towards Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Taraweeh, racing towards Suhoor and Iftar, racing towards the Quran, racing towards Tasbihat, to Sadaqat and Khairat. We are all racing, we're competing. And this is what we should be doing, competing in a healthy manner with our wife, with our spouse, with our partner, with our children, and encouraging them to say, look, this is no ordinary competition. We are all placed in this competition and Allah wants us and He's pushing us to race towards His maghfirah, His forgiveness. And this is the month of rahmah. This is the month of maghfirah. This is the month of nijat, of pardon and savior from the fire of hell. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who is telling us, compete and race and come towards me. Not compete and race towards the dunya and to all of the distractions of the dunya, but come towards me, the month of Ramadan, the month of competition. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also knows our fitrah. He knows our human nature, that these just, you know, arbitrary things perhaps are not just enough for us to be enticed. When you say to your son or to your daughter, go clean the dishes, go vacuum your bedroom, or do this or do that, I'll be very proud of you. And it may work the first time, it may work the second or third time. After that, they'll say, mom and dad are always proud of me. Even if they're not proud of me, it doesn't matter, I'll leave it khair. Because there's no real tangible incentive for them to feel like, yeah, it's really worth my effort and my time. So then we have to give something. Oh, yes, I'll be proud of you, I'll hug you and I'll kiss you and I'll give you some money, or you can have a chocolate, or you can have something else. We do this, this is human nature. We do this, we get bonuses at work, we get incentives at work. Not just do your work, but do extra, compete. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our very nature. So Allah ta'ala says that race towards me, compete towards me, and come towards my forgiveness. But what will you also get? Not only will you get my forgiveness, you'll also get wajannatin. You'll also get Jannah. You'll also get the gardens of paradise. And not just any paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes. He says, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That Jannah, that garden of paradise, whose width is like the width of the heavens and the earth. So the earth that we have here, up until where heaven begins, this is the Jannah. This is your garden. This is your paradise, that is solely for you, not for anybody else. So look at the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Grace, compete in the month of Ramadan, especially come towards me. Not only will you get my forgiveness, you'll also get the special Jannah that I have prepared for you. U'iddat lil-ladhina amanu billahi wa rasuli. It has been prepared solely for those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom He gives to those people who strive in His way, who compete in His way, who race towards Him, race towards the masjid, race towards the musalla, race towards all of these things in the month of Ramadan. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a possessor of great bounty. So imagine this now. The month of Ramadan is a competition, and the arena has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those people who have seen Hunger Games, those people who have seen Gladiator and seen various other things, you see there's hundreds and thousands of people watching around. But what's going to happen in the arena? Who's going to compete? What are the athletes going to do? What are all of these people going to achieve? Who will win? Who will fail? Who will succeed? Who will get disqualified, etc.? Now imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has set this arena, and all around us we are surrounded by the angels. We are surrounded by Jannah, who is voting for us and encouraging us, do it, do it, do it, go read the Quran. The Quran is saying, come, come and read me, and you'll enter into this prize, and you'll get this reward, and you get this reward. And Jannah is saying, my doors are open for you, come, compete, work hard, and I'm waiting for you. Look at all of these things. At the same time, Jahannam is there as well. For those people who do not want to compete, for those people who are lazy, for those people who don't care about competing for the forgiveness of Allah, for those people who are negligent in their worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to give you a simple example. Look at one of the most biggest tournaments that took place in 2022. What was that? Brother Azim will be able to tell us. It was the World Cup in Qatar. MashaAllah, he went. And they spent $220 billion on that event. That's no small change. That's no small amount to spend $220 billion on essentially what? A trivial, silly perhaps, competition where people are coming and just chasing after a ball with some air. That's all they're doing, literally, if you think about it. So is that something worth spending time and effort and energy on and exerting so much power and wealth? Or is the month of Ramadan worth your time and your effort and your energy? What is better? 220 billion or the month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? Yes, in the FIFA World Cup, they built so many hotels, they built so many new roads, they built so many new public places and stadiums, and the teams collectively made over £400 million during this tournament itself, and £6.5 billion was made in just advertisement. All of this thing was done for what? For just a game, for a competition. Why do we not think that the month of Ramadan is something far greater than all of these things? It is far greater. And the stakes are so much higher for every single one of us. It will be the differentiating factor between whether we go into Jannah or whether we fall into the darkness of Jahannam. This Ramadan can make that distinction between the first level of heaven or the highest level of heaven. And we all compete. Is part and parcel of our human nature. From the time that we are born, we compete for the attention of our mother. We cry because we want the breast milk, we want to be fed, we want to be picked up. We compete for the attention of our father. Why? Because we want them to give us more attention than our siblings. And then we compete with our siblings, we compete in the nursery, we compete in the reception, we compete with each other, and parents constantly encourage our children, A lekar aana, A star leke aana, and you got to do this, and you got to get good grades, and you got to get good GCSEs, you have to get good A levels, you have to get a good degree, and you have to get a first, and you have to do this and that. We are constantly, from a young age, competing in all of the worldly things. We compete in our social status. In our social status, how high are we? In our status, how are we perceived in the community? We compete in one another in our economics, in our finance. How much money do we have? What's the car that we are driving? How big is our home? So in society, we are competing with one another. In economy, we are competing with one another. In politics, we are competing with one another. Who has the power? Who has the ability to change things and manipulate things? Who do we need to turn to? Who has control? In culture, there's also this race as well, that we are competing with other people. Who's a chaudhary? Who's a raja? Who's this? Who's that? Who's on the top end of the hierarchy? We're competing itself with who's white and who's black. Supremacy of races as well. There's this competition in civilization, and we see it all around us. You know, we are Great Britain, we are Britannia, you know, we rule the whole world. This is how they perceive this tiny little island, and it's Great Britain. This is what is going on all around us. So we are constantly competing, whether for attention, for love, or for wealth. We are competing in all of these things. Why is it that we do not put the same effort in our competition for the month of Ramadan? Competing for the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the attention of the Quran, for the shafa'a of the Quran, for the shafa'a of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, for our connection with the first saf in the month of Ramadan. Imagine this, if you did compete and saw Ramadan as this great competition with so much reward, believe me, you'd never be home. You'd be work, and from work you'd come straight to the masjid. You wouldn't have time for anything else, because you know there is so much at stake in the month of Ramadan because of this beautiful month. Ordinarily, you pray one salah, you get one reward. And if you're lucky and you pray with Jama'ah, then you get more, 27 times more reward. But in the month of Ramadan, the minimum reward for every deed is 70. Where do you get that? If you go to any competition, do they pay you just to be there? They don't. You have to pay them to be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, come and pray and worship, and I will give you minimum 70 rewards. I will give you up to 700 rewards for the action that you do. But we don't even want to get the minimum, yaro. We come late, we come on Jum'ah, we'll see tomorrow. We'll see who comes first in the first saf. Normally on a Jum'ah, when you come to the first saf, you get the reward of sacrificing one red camel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The minimum reward you'll get tomorrow on Jum'ah for the first saf, minimum, is sacrificing 70 red camels in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up to 700 red camels. Why are we not pursuing that? Somebody tells me today there's a sale, you know, in iPhone store, there's a sale in the Apple store, there's a sale in Ferrari, there's a sale here, there. Sare naskeja, so everybody will run 50% off, 70% off. We need to get this deal. This is the deal of a lifetime. Look at how much we're doing. You put £1 in and Bitcoin will give you £1,000. You do this and everybody wants to get more, more, more. We want to compete in all of these facets of life. But why is it when it comes to Ramadan, we don't see all of these rewards that are just sitting there, that are being showered upon us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heavens. Minimum 70 rewards, up to 700 time rewards. And if you are sincere and you seek the night of Laylatul Qadr on the 21st or the 23rd or the 25th or the 27th or the 29th, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 83 years of rewards. That is a lifetime of reward. Yaro, think about it. You know, how happy are those people when they win the lottery? That's it, I don't have to work for the rest of my life. I'm sorted for the rest of my life. This is the lottery of a lifetime in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala is saying, here's 83 years of maqbool, of accepted worship. There you go, take it. But where are we in this competition? We're right at the back. Right at the back, right at the back. Many of us even failed to enter this competition. Many of us even fail to prepare for this competition. And those who do get in, just about get the bare minimum. You don't even work towards getting the minimum or the maximum or getting towards the top tiers. First and second and third, etc. We just do guzara. Agle saal dekhi jayega, agle saal dekhi jayega. 70 to 700. Which pagal is there who is not seeking this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of 83 years of worship? It's a lifetime reward from Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that whoever feeds a person breaking their fast, so feeds them water or anything or food, and he breaks their fast, then you receive the equal reward of that individual. He will still receive his reward, but you receive his reward as well. You know, who gets that reward in any competition when you go and you feed somebody else and then you get fed yourself and you get so much other rewards? You don't get any of this in life. The Prophet ﷺ said that a person who is thirsty in the month of Ramadan and the Prophet and somebody feeds them water, especially, they will be given water from Hawz-e Kawthar, from the and their thirst will be quenched for eternity. This is the reward for feeding somebody, quenching their thirst. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, Yaro, in the month of Ramadan, do an umrah, I will give you reward of hajj. Maqbool hajj in the month of Ramadan. Pray one nafal and I will give you the reward of a fard in the month of Ramadan. Pray one fard and I will give you 70 rewards of fara'id in the month of Ramadan. Why is it in spite of all of those things we still do not compete with one another? We're not pushing ourselves and our children saying, get up, get up, get up. Look at all of these rewards. Look at the cost of living now. Look at the situation that everybody is in. Everybody's working overtime. Everybody's trying to pinch their purses and do every single thing to maximize their money, to maximize their time. Why are we not competing and maximizing our time in the month of Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that every deed for the son of Adam will be multiplied between 10 and 700 times, except for fasting, because fasting is for me and I shall be its reward and I will give its reward without any limit. Look at that. Look at how much reward you can get. Look at how close you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is part and parcel of human nature, which we really need to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُمْ وَالزِّينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاسُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. That know that the life of this world is an amusement. It's a competition, it's a diversion of adornment and boasting to one another of children, of wealth, and competing with one another in wealth and children. This is what we're doing with our life. Is constantly competing, whether it's with your chacha, your mama, your taya, your khala, your friend, your neighbor, or your colleague. We're always competing with someone in some way or some form. So why do we not compete with the angels in the month of Ramadan? Why do we not compete with other Muslim brothers and say, yes, you do this, I encourage you, I support you. You support and encourage me to do more and more and more. or do we just suffice with just the minimum in the month of Ramadan? The Prophet ﷺ reminds us that if you fast in the month of Ramadan, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَنْبِ, with true iman and true ihtisab, accountability, then all of your past sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine you go to a competition, not only do they give you a lifetime amount of money, unlimited expenses and every type of luxury you want in your life, they also say whatever you did in the past, clean slate, pardon, you don't need to worry about anything. This is the competition, the most epic competition given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at companies, look at how much they spend. They spend millions and millions on organizing competitions, on setting goals and objectives, deciding a prize and putting rewards together and building a contest, then advertising and then finding ambassadors like Mr. Beckham and saying, look, yeah, come to the Qatar World Cup and this is a really good thing. This gave him $15 million. $15 million just to be a spokesperson. Look at how much companies do to bring people together to a competition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the Quran, given you Islam, given you everything that you need. All you need to do is enter and work hard and strive. And based on your efforts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you so much more. So we need to understand this competition. We need to understand its rules and regulations and conditions. And we need to make sure that we prepare ourselves. Because not every single person will succeed. Some people will fail. Some people may get disqualified. So we need to know the rules and regulations of this game. We need to be ready for the month of Ramadan, for the days of Ramadan, in order for us to succeed. So Ramadan is not just a month of fasting, as we say. It's not just a month of the Quran. It's not just a month of taqwa. But it's the most epic competition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for 1.9 billion Muslims. And if we do not prepare, and if we do not participate in this, then we are the greatest losers, because Allah Ta'ala will say, I gave you all of these opportunities. You've been a gibiche. In the month of Ramadan, what excuse did you have? And in spite of that, 83 years of worship, all of these hajj, all of these things, you still wasn't able to get into Jannah? Then how would we answer that on the day of Qiyamah? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly compete with our heart and our mind and our body and our soul in the month of Ramadan, and to accumulate all of these beautiful prizes and treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the month of Ramadan, insha'Allah.